Now, a closer look at the news and issues affecting you. The Midday News with Herb Weisbaum on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Nice to have you along with us on this Monday, the 12th of September. Herb Weisbaum here, as always, with the Midday News from 1 to 3 o'clock. So during the last few years, cremation has become a much more common choice for families who've lost a loved one. In fact, last year, the rate of cremation in this country equaled the rate of burial for the first time. About 1.6 million American families will choose cremation. With that in mind, a troubling new study is out today. It shows that some funeral homes around the country are violating federal rules by not providing people with the information they need to make an informed decision. The report was done by the Consumer Federation of America and the Funeral Consumers Alliance. Let's find out more about this study from Joshua Slocum. He is executive director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance.
We sampled prices and price disclosure advertising materials for funeral homes in 10 major metro areas around the country, including Seattle. And we looked specifically at what funeral homes were telling customers about simple cremations, simple, straightforward, direct cremations without viewing and without a ceremony. What we found was about 23% of funeral homes were not disclosing important information that the federal government requires. The Federal Trade Commission gives consumers specific rights when they're buying a funeral or a cremation. And one of those rights is the right to a clear disclosure from providers that direct simple cremation is available by itself. You can provide your own casket or container, what the industry calls an alternative container, or the price for a direct cremation with the container supplied and bought by the funeral home. These rules have been on the books since 1984, and we're finding nearly a fifth of funeral homes are just giving an all-inclusive price or not telling consumers whether or not the container is included and what their rights are. Even worse, we found that 22% of the funeral homes we surveyed were not including the actual cremation of the body and the price for it in their cost for a direct cremation. And we find that simply astonishing and unacceptable.
That's like advertising a car for sale, but the price doesn't include the tires, which are extra or something like that.
Actually, no. It's like advertising a car for sale, but the price doesn't include the automobile. I mean, it's literally that bad. Take a hypothetical. Say that you're looking at a funeral home and you look at their price list and it's direct cremation, $1,500. So you go in, you arrange your cremation. When you go to pay the final bill, you've got a $300 fee tacked onto the bottom for an $1,800 total. And you say, what's this? Funeral home says, oh, that's the crematory fee. That's the fee that I have to pay the crematory that actually does the work for me. Well, then why in the world is that not included within the $1,500? We've had people call us and say, what exactly am I buying for $1,500 if it doesn't include the actual cremation? Let's be clear here. Funeral homes should not have to be told to include the price of cremation in a direct cremation. The fact that any funeral home finds this acceptable is really disturbing. But we've had to go to the federal government to get funeral homes to act like other retailers in the market, and it appears that we're going to have to do so again.
You also did a price survey and found that the price of cremation in the city of Seattle, just for an example, varied dramatically.
Yeah, and you will find that price range. Well, what we found in Seattle, this is exactly the same simple cremation. There's no differences. There aren't any frills here that account for the difference in price. When you're in Seattle, the range we found was $495 to $2,995. Same cremation. You will find that almost anywhere you go. Atlanta, we found a price range of $850 to $3,495. Tucson, $589 to $2,295. This is probably the most important thing that we can convey to consumers. You must shop for your funeral or cremation the same way you shopped for your car and the same way you shopped around for your new appliances for your kitchen. This is not just an emotional transaction. It is a business transaction. And the funeral director who sells it to you knows this. You, the consumer, need to know this as well. Most people make a mistake. They default to using the same funeral provider that they remember using last time, and they don't take anything else into account. So they don't call around, they don't compare services, and they don't compare price because they think, well, this is my family's funeral home. Why would I look elsewhere? If you wouldn't do it this way, if you're shopping for a major purchase like a car or something else that's very important, nothing's going to be the same as the death of a loved one. But the death of a loved one should not be an occasion on which you think it's okay to be fleeced. Comparison shop before the death occurs. Not only will it be easier and less stressful, but your pocketbook will thank you as well.
Very, very interesting and important information. Josh Slocum, Executive Director of Funerals Consumer Alliance, thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.